Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
Get the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, the fake, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dipper Dots.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
Oh, damn, dare, Americas. And I'm joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It's DPP.
I'm pumped, PC. I'm pumped. We got a glorious panel of
That's
people here.
We got a whole shit ton of people here today. Also joining us is the funky phenomenal one. He's also fresh. It's AJ Velez.
I mean, that's only half of the people here,
right? All the time. You don't need to talk today either. And joining us on the show, a man who's on with us all the time, and we love it, so he fits right in. He is beautifully bearded. He has his own Mindless Wrestling podcast. Follow them at the Mindless Pod. It is former reigning defending beard champion, now sad sack loser, DJ.
You lost?
Brother, let me tell you something, dude.
You're on this podcast all the time. You don't get to talk right now either. And a lawyer, Christopher Platt's own consigliere, Dave Ungar from Bandwagon Nerds, and the legendary Attitude of Aggression podcast joins us in addition. You got a sound bite. You don't get to fucking talk right now.
That's cool. Now, I'm not going to talk anyway.
To it. The man from across the pond, formerly of the Sunday Segway, now putting all his time into the dad cast. One hell of a father, one hell of an interviewer, and a good friend of mine, old Slapnuts himself, Kenny Killer.
That's what I'm talking about, Slapnuts. Your boy's in the building, as always, showing the love. From across the pond, how goes it?
Gentlemen, I'm so glad we're all here today. This is a tri-cast, and it's almost a quad-cast because we got Mindless coming in with us, and that makes it even better. Round the horn, yes or no, Royal Rumble. Favorite premium live event? Can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, AJ.
I was about to say, I think I have to take a bigger swig of alcohol here, but yes, it is my favorite. That.
It's there with Mania. It's right. I mean, they're like neck and neck. But at this point, you can almost lump them all together. One big 4-month exodus. So
I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. DP.
Love the Rumble. Number one. Favorite premium.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, Funaki. DJ.
Rumble's number two. A very, very close number two for me.
With Mania?
Yeah, Mania being the number one.
Okay, let's start with Kenny here. We'll come back around, and then maybe we'll take a short commercial break and get into it. What are you doing for the Rumble, Kenny? Are you staying? This is Kenny's across the pond. He's 5 hours ahead of New York time, so this is starting, what, 1 a.m. by you? Are you staying up for this one? You getting up early, getting together with the boys? What are we eating? What are we drinking?
Oh, never staying up to watch that shit that late, man. So we do a thing called pay-per-view pizza, so we avoid all the spoilers, and then we meet up, have pizza, have some drink, and watch it. But luckily it's on a Saturday, so we have to do it on a Sunday, which is cool. But usually when they used to do it on a Sunday, my boys, they're teachers, so they have to go the whole day through school avoiding the spoilers from the kids.
That's tough.
It's a mission.
That's brutal.
I'd say. Hey, Dave, what's the plans for Saturday night?
Well, I'll be golfing earlier in the day, Tutty. I'm taking up your. I got to honor PC Tutty's tradition. I think I'll be coming back to watch the Rumble, and everybody else is going to watch Avatar 2. And I'm like, you guys, knock yourself the fuck out, because I am not going to go see that train wreck.
So before we move over to DJ and see what he's going to be doing, I just want to let everybody know that the one gigantic suctitude of Peacock is the fact that you can't start the event from the beginning while it's playing live. And most times you have to wait until the next day or early the next morning for the replay to pop up on the cock, which sucks, by the way, if you see what I was kind of going for there. DJ, how about you? What are you doing Saturday night?
Well, you know what? It's fair to say that Kenny will probably see the Royal Rumble before I will. We're going to be at RenFest all day on Saturday, and then at the tail end of RenFest, they've got a couple of the bands that are playing there are putting on a concert later on that night, so I'm going to be tied up all day on Saturday. I will not see it until Sunday.
Plenty of mead this weekend, right?
The mead, you know, They the old mead vendor that they had. Look here, pal. You ask the question, I answer it. This is how this works. The old mead vendor that they had retired. They got a new mead vendor. We don't like the mead, so we'll probably drink either beer or cider.
DP, what are you doing tomorrow?
Wow, I won't be too far today, away for those who can see the camera. I'm just going to roll my big-ass wheel chair over to that 75-inch television. I'm going to chill on that couch. I've got the beer right there in the old bar. And I don't plan on moving for like 12 hours. 6 hours of Rumble or whatever and 6 hours of napping.
There you go. AJ Belaz, how about you?
Oh, I'm going to be watching it as soon as it pops on and I'm eating whatever comes to me. I think... I think I heard that we're getting chili verde for Saturday or today for you listeners. So I'll be eating that. Well, I'm not reviewing it, but I'll be watching it. I'm just saying that now because last year
I'll say these three things and then we can go to a commercial break, DP. One, make sure you got plenty of snacks and plenty of drinks. Two, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, even if it's stupid. And three, have fun. Otherwise, what's the point? DWI 359, you're listening to the Tri/Quadcast for Royal Rumble Preview right here, Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head and head to ProWrestlingTees.com. We'll be right back. I guarantee it.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DP and AJ, do you guys want to just acapella a sheet, or you want to skip it? Because we're gonna skip the sound bites this week.
I was about to say that's one big ass sheet. I think we're good.
Sheet it up. Okay, sheet great. Up. Sheet it up. Let's get to it. Why we're here? The Royal Rumble preview. We got five things confirmed. Both championship matches. Both Rumbles. Now I want to ask Kenny and start off the Royal Rumble preview with this. What the fuck is a pitch black match, and how much Mountain Dew do you have to make your opponent drink to win the match?
That's a good bloody question. That is a good bloody question. Boy, man, like Mountain Dew, man, they must have been giving them loads of money to be able to promote this piece of shit. And the fact that they have to say, it's the Mountain Dew pitch black match. Like, no matter how many times you say it, right? The only, I'm not going to lie, the only reason I would watch it is for LA Knight, because I love that motherfucker.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Let me talk to you.
Crowd, they're picking it up too.
Oh, for sure. Even, like, think about the interaction he had with The Undertaker. Like, his stuff did not get lost with the crowd, even with that gigantic presence there. So that's something to be said. Dave, how much Mountain Dew are you going to be drinking this weekend?
Not much. I don't think I'm going to imbibe too much of the Mountain Dew, Tony. I think it's time for some more adult beverages as far as the Royal Rumble is concerned. Some of that mead that we were talking about earlier, perhaps. But yeah, I have no idea what the hell this match is. I'm guessing it's going to be something cinematic. I don't see how it's not at this point.
Could it be something that starts in the ring, leads to where they go out of the arena, whether it's backstage or wherever, or under the ring, and something pops up on the screen cinematically and then leads back to the ring?
Yeah, like you remember a few years ago, we went to Payback in San Jose, and they did that sort of thing, and they were like driving to the arena, and it's dark outside, and we're like looking outside and it's bright sunlight out there, and we're like, all right, I'm not sure that this is going over as well as you guys plan, but whatever. So yeah, I think there's a very good chance that it's going to be something, some hybridish sort of thing.
Is that the House
of
Horrors?
Is that the one where Randy Orton started the match clean shaven and then ended the match with like 4 days worth of beard stubble?
That's exactly the
that's
one.
The one? Okay.
That's the one. Yeah, it was a
son
cluster
of a bitch,
on multiple levels.
Seven times a day.
Randy's a real man, so you know, got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, got a Mountain Dew. What you got a Mountain Dew? Yeah.
All right. Wow. I was gonna make a corny joke, but it wasn't that bad. So good, Brian. Good on you.
I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the next one, the Red Vine Licorice Strap Match. That's going to be next
month.
Ring
the bell. Ring the bell. Yeah.
Is that a lady? Is that a ladies' match?
Hopefully.
Not that kind.
DJ, what are your thoughts on a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match?
For starters, if the winner of the match is based on how much Mountain Dew you drink, I'm tapping out immediately because I'd rather lick my own armpit.
No, that's why I said the loser. How much you have to make your opponent drink before you win? I think the loser is the one that drank more.
Well, that's
than
my point. Drink. I would lose. I would tap out as soon as they open the bottle. I ain't drinking that shit. I'd rather lick my own armpit. I think it'll be fun.
You can do that. You can do that.
You guys go right ahead. Demonstrate. I'm not licking these armpits. I just mowed the lawn today.
I shoveled snow today. Damn it.
Yeah, fuck you. We're shoveling snow today. Fuck it.
I think it'll be fun. I pop. If it's a cinematic style match, I pop for those things. So, you know, I'll have fun with it either way. I'm probably a little more invested in Bray Wyatt than most of this panel is. And I love the fuck out of LA Knight. So they've got me roped in.
Yeah.
Phenomenal one.
I mean, we all know that I'm the biggest fan of Eli Drake, Sean Rick, or LA Knight, so we know that I'm enjoying this. Thankfully, this isn't mine, but there's plenty of a supply of Mountain Dew in the household, because her dad drinks it excessively. The only thing he drinks, but I don't know what this has to be a cinematic match, because the only thing I can think it is a fucking there's no one in the crowd yet. That's the only thing I would think is a pitch black match, unless it's a cinematic match where they're just fucking around in a boiler room.
Maybe it's a match where you have to drink, whoever drinks so much Mountain Dew that they black out, you know, maybe that's it.
Well, Mountain Dew has on a serious note, Mountain Dew has to be coming out with, like, Mountain Dew Pitch Black, right? They have to be coming out with a...
They already have a Pitch Black.
It's a real thing.
See how much I fucking don't care about Mountain Dew?
I see that, buddy.
I don't care, and I knew.
It's funny.
We're not getting endorsed by Mountain Dew.
We used to drink it a ton back. Listen, a lot of people think Bray Wyatt are going to win this match. I do not. I think LA Knight wins this somehow, whether it's him winning the match or Bray losing it for himself. I think Bray definitely comes out of this looking like $1 million. I don't think this match can be worse than what I think it's going to be, so I think it'll actually be decent, because I'm thinking it's going to suck really, really hard. Like you're trying to, like a golf ball through a fucking garden hose. Kenny, I got LA Knight. Who are you picking to win this match? And we'll go back around the horn and move on to the next match.
Oh, man, I'll say LA Knight as well. And they'll probably prolong this because I think the promos against each other is really good. So I'm going to say LA Knight.
All right. Bray or LA Knight win any title in this calendar year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Dave?
Which question? Who wins or are they going to win a title?
Both.
Ah. I think unless Uncle Howdy gets involved with this thing, I think Bray wins this thing. Because, and I think the match, I mean, unless this is really just Vince is doing, which I don't think it is, I think the match will probably be better than we're expecting. But I don't think you bring Bray back his first premium live event match and have him lose unless there's some angle to it, like Uncle Howdy. So I'll go with Bray. And yeah, I could see LA Knight, Intercontinental Champion, sometime this year, depending on how Gunther's handled it. At some point, I could see that's a possibility. Maybe, sure, probably not Bray. LA Knight, I would look at as winning one of the secondary titles.
I like it, DJ.
yeah, this is a tough call because, like, you know, I agree here. This is Bray Wyatt's first big match back since his return. Do you have him lose? But also, this is LA Knight's first big feud on the main roster. Does that guy lose too? I'm going to say, yeah, I said differently on the Mindless Wrestling podcast. I picked LA Knight to win, but I've changed my mind in the last 48 hours. Bray Wyatt wins this one.
It's that lawyer effect. It's that lawyer effect, honey. You see what it does?
DP.
I got Bray Wyatt here as well. Do we not remember the Fiend red light matches? I mean, the pitch black match will
the
be
Fiend's
just
dead.
Yeah.
Easy.
Anyway,
we're getting a Mountain Dew pitch black code red match.
So we're just going to go through all the Mountain Dew colors.
That's a lot of caffeine.
I think the rule is going to be like every 2 minutes. After every 2 minutes of light, the lights go out for 30 seconds. I think it's going to be something like that.
I think it's going to be
pitch black.
Bray Wyatt's going to win. He's going to find the one fan in the audience that has the Mountain Dew can, and so he wins.
Oh, you have to find the Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
can.
I think that's what it is. You got to find the can. So that's, you know,
fucking
Bray's going to win it. And Uncle Howdy's going to have it under his hat or something. I don't know. And I don't see Bray.
This just keeps getting better.
I swear to God, if fucking Uncle Howdy has under his hat, and Bray Wyatt grabs it off of his fucking head, and they ring the bell and raise his hand, I swear to God, I'm going to slap you right in the nuts.
No, DP needs to be booking this thing. This sounds amazing.
It's a lot more fun.
DP, are they going to put like a case of Mountain Dew on a pole? Is that what it is? Mountain Dew on a pole match?
Bro, I'm already telling you, bro. That's the ultimate swerve, bro.
It's what's
That's your brother's gimmick.
So it's gonna be like
Like how they had the chairs in that TLC one time and he pulled the chairs down onto Kane. They're going to have Mountain Dew cans and he's going to rip the box open and all the Mountain Dew cans are going to come falling down. Yeah. So I don't see I don't see Bray winning the title.
Clean up on aisle 7.
And I do see LA Knight being US champ at some point. I know he's on SmackDown technically right now, but I could see him taking the US title somewhere down the line here and holding it around SummerSlam time. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, AJ.
Let me talk to you, dummy. This he's going to make sure that he's going to beat the hell out of this sock puppet wearing. I think LA Knight's going to win because you have to build something up for Bray. You're going to have some form of fiend Bray Wyatt bullshit.
I know exactly who all you motherfuckers picked already. Now you're flip-flopping like goddamn Rock in a stunner electrified eel fish shit.
You should have known I was going to pick LA Knight.
Oh, well, you know, I picked on the pen, the chair, and the staff picks. I pick one thing, and then on the podcast, another. But, like, I really picked the guy that won.
You got to hedge your bets.
Mine says
no,
Bray.
I think LA Knight's gonna win because Bray's got to do something weird with Alexa and Alexa. Well, we'll get to that match later.
But watch how you
not,
word that.
Not like that, Dan.
Watch how you word that. Here we go.
Not weird like that. Come on, get your head out of the gutter. I know we all live there. And, LA Knight's gonna win a championship, whether it's the United States or the Intercontinental. And that's not an insult. That's just a fact of life, dummy.
Just let me dang out there, huh?
What was I supposed to play?
The Homer penis.
That one.
Anyone for penis?
You see, that's there. You go. Thanks.
I'm pretty sure all of us.
All right. Let's move on. That's enough pitch black match talk. I don't know what this is going to be. I hope it's cool. Like Dave said, I think it'll be better than we all expect. So who knows? It can't be worse than like watching the red light matches. Did you guys all hate those? I hated those. Those are so annoying.
I hated the red light match when we had the red fucking Hell in a Cell.
Roxanne! Women's championship. Does Alexa Bliss win this match? Because this is the only curveball that I can see this weekend, right? I mean, the men's rumble is kind of, we're like, maybe, but it's down to like three guys now. And then, you know, the women's rumble is pretty much, we know who's going to win that. Roman's not going to lose the titles. This is like the one maybe, maybe not thing. I'm going to go the opposite way here. AJ, Alexa Bliss kind of throw a wrench in the works here or Bianca headed to WrestleMania?
Oh, I definitely think that Alexa is going to win it. Like I was alluding to earlier. You're going to get some funny shenanigans with Uncle Howdy and fucking Bray. Alexa goes back to the dark. Well, she's already in the dark side, but she'll fully embrace the gimmick. And then there's your sister Abigail is Alexa Bliss. And she's going to hold the Raw Women's Championship. It's simple as that. It's just a good thing we don't have Platt here to say that they're burying Bianca again. I had to throw that dig in there. We all know I had to.
Wow.
I'm a Blaz, damn it. There's a reason why I have this shirt.
I think that's, I 100% agree with AJ there. That's exactly what's going to happen is Alexa's going to finally go full Bray Wyatt, dark side, Sister Abigail, whatever they're going to do with her. There's going to be all the shenanigans that happens, but she's going to go so crazy that she gets herself disqualified and does not win the title because I do think Bianca is going to get that WrestleMania match with the winner of the Royal Rumble, which we'll talk about that later. So I see Bianca still holding that title, but I do see all that stuff happening with Alexa Bliss, which is going to cause her to not win the title.
Okay.
It's going to be a scene. It's definitely going to be a scene. Like they're going to make it to some big thing. And then, I completely agree with DPP. There's going to be a whole lot of shenanigans, and she's not going to win the title because I think they're going to build up a really good feud now with whoever the winner of the Royal Rumble is going to be.
Okay. All right, so except for AJ's got Alexa winning the title here. DP and Kenny have Bianca keeping it. DJ, where are you here on this issue?
I kind of agree a little bit here. I think we get a straightforward match that Bianca Belair wins clean, and all the shenanigans happen after the match. I think Alexa's turn happens after the match.
Okay. All right, Dave. I made you on purpose because I'm sick of you influencing people with your lawyeristics.
Cool. I think
I think
DJ's onto it here. I think it's a good match. Bianca wins straight up. I don't think they want to leave any doubt as far as she's concerned in a straight up wrestling match as to who's a better wrestler. But I do agree there's going to be, I love the idea about Alexa being Sister Abigail. We kind of said that like a few years ago. Her and Nikki Cross seemed like the perfect Sister Abigail. So I think that's a great idea. But I like Bianca to win because, yeah, I mean, if you're telegraphing who's winning the Women's Rumble, you know, Rhea versus or whoever it is, but, you know, somebody against Alexa may not go over as well as Bianca. So I tend to agree with DJ that Bianca wins straight up and then shit hits the fan.
I so badly want this to be a match before anything weird happens because these two, with time together, can make each other look like a million fucking bucks, right? When Alexa knows what's going on and isn't just throwing in some bullshit, she's one of the best, and that's why she's won and held the title along with her character and looks and everything else. But Bianca, she's going to have that match with that smaller, you know, like, think about Brock Lesnar. And I'm going to compare Bianca Belair to Brock Lesnar. Physically, she's more dominant than any other female. Like, Nia Jax isn't around anymore, right? Some of Brock Lesnar's best matches over the years previously have been AJ Styles, Finn Balor, things of that nature, Daniel Bryan, just amazing matches. I really hope they give these girls time to tell the story in the ring for a wrestling match first before the shit hits the fan. Kenny, go ahead. I see you want to jump in.
Yeah, no, I was going to say she's definitely going to do that whole one arm gimmick. She's going to hold her up, one arm it, walk her down. She's definitely going through it. So Bianca's definitely going to go through a barricade. Like, you know, you may even see a Twisted Bliss on the table, some kind of madness. But it's going to be, I think, like what DJ said, it's going to be a decent, you know, match. Hopefully straight up. And then, yeah, shenanigans after. And even if it is a disqualification, the shenanigans, I suppose, is going to be put there to kind of alleviate the fact that it's going to be a disqualification finish.
I gotcha. All right, gentlemen, let's move along here to the men's championship match. And nobody, okay, does anybody think Kevin Owens is going to win these titles?
Okay, no. Good.
Now, the only person that I've talked to that is picking Kevin Owens to win this match, though, without winning the titles, is DJ. DJ, I want you to explain to us what you think is going to happen, and I'm not doubting that it's a possibility. I'm not throwing you under the bus here, but I think this is the best conversation to have because what you think is going to happen, I want more specifics, and I want to see what everybody else thinks of that because we all think Roman's going to win.
I said on my podcast, and I think I said in my staff picks to you, Kevin Owens wins the match. Kevin Owens does not win the championships. There's going to be some kind of fuck finish going on here, whether it's a count out, whether Sami Zayn gets involved, there's some kind of disqualification. This is my one non-finish of the night, or my one fuck finish of the night. That's kind of how I'd see this one going. Kevin Owens was in a feud with Roman Reigns a couple years ago and spent 3 months getting his ass whipped. Now, he looked good, but he spent 3 months getting his ass whipped and went, why are we revisiting this? You know, and I said this on the podcast when we did an episode talking about who could be potential people to go up against Reigns other than the obvious. And at the obvious at the time was Kevin Owens. I'm like, we've already done Kevin Owens. And they may make great music together. You know, the guys make art out there in the ring, but we've seen that art. I wanted to see something else. Are we going to do the same artwork over again where Kevin Owens gets beat by Roman Reigns once again? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a this match is a catalyst to what is going to happen. So it's not going to be about the match. I think it's just going to be about whatever it's leading to, whether it's lead to WrestleMania or whether it's going to lead to Montreal, you know, which is Elimination Chamber. I think this match, I think DJ's right. I think this match is going to be used as some form of catalyst because we've seen this already. We've seen the near, you know, the near win from KO. I agree with you, DJ. I think it is going to be used as some form of catalyst moving forward for the Elimination Chamber. But what happens is just going to be masterful, as we've seen for the last couple months. You know, they're good storytellers. You know, they are the only ones that can get away with a fuck finish and being, you know, fans being okay with it, as long as it is leading, you know, continuing to lead the storyline.
Well, and it keeps telling that Sami Zayn story, and people are so invested in that. As long as Sami's a part of whatever that fuck finish is, the fans are absolutely going to eat it up.
And I think that's why you're getting this Kevin Owens, you know, reintroduction against Roman Reigns. I think that's why Kevin Owens is in this, is because of Sami Zayn. And that, I think that's why you're getting it again, right? Is because Sami Zayn in the Bloodline is the story, not necessarily Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. So Kevin Owens being part of this is leading towards something, you know. And I certainly have my ideas, you know, as well. As you know, I'm good booker, so, you know, give me some Mountain Dew and I'll tell you what's going to happen. But this, but you know, that's what it's all tying together. Right. And I it seems weird that, they're going right back to Kevin Owens after, like you said, DJ, it's a good point. You know, they did this for a few months, you know, and he didn't get the job done. He got his ass kicked. So why do it again? But right. Maybe there's some kind of dusty finish plan or not, but it's all part of that Sami Zayn storyline. All tied together somewhere.
Yeah, I like DJ's theory on this thing. There's got to be a reason that we've reintroduced Kevin Owens at this point in time into this this situation. And I think it's got to be related to Sami Zayn, of course. You know, either the thing. I mean, I know there's a minority opinion that Sami does something to help. You know, this is the time where he betrays the Bloodline. I don't see that happening, but I could see him getting Roman disqualified at the opportune moment and that pissing Roman off and furthering the eventual disintegration of this whole situation. So
it's funny, and I'm going to get to you, AJ, here is I don't know if it was real or not, but the Elimination Chamber poster that I seen was Sami Zayn. So, you know, read into that what it is. It only makes sense. It could mean a million things. It could mean fucking nothing. He's the hottest guy they got right now. AJ, what about this Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens thing? What about this Roman Reigns and KO problem he's got, huh?
Well, I mean, like we all said, Sami Zayn's the reason why we have the KO reintroduction. If we remember after War Games, the day after, Kevin Owens was just like, I'm done. And I don't mean with wrestling. I'm just done with you, Sami. So Sami interfering in some way, shape, or form, whether it helps Kevin or not. I like the idea of that fucky finish. I picked Roman to win it because of some fuckery, some tomfoolery, if you will. But like, that could definitely happen. You could see like a haluva kick, or like the Usos trying to come in and it's like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, get the hell out, and then Sami comes out of nowhere to help, and then it still pisses off Roman. Because Tony, I said something a little weird in the staff picks.
I'm glad you're like specifying.
I said something a little weird in the staff picks, so that's why I'm like, I could see the fucky finish. I have another fucky finish, but I like the fucky finish that DJ's been saying, where it's Sami does something where it causes a catalyst effect to using both titles or with titles moving forward.
All right, when we come back, the Royal Rumbles. And while we got him here...
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Women's Royal Rumble. A lot of interesting characters could come back, but I don't think there's a surprise here. I know what everybody's pick for this is, except for Kenny, so I'm going to start with you. Kenny, I mean, this one's pretty obvious, right?
Dude, like, look at the way they've been booking Rhea. Look at the how there is no other... There is no other outcome because they've been booking her against men. Like, she is winning, and she's going to win impressively. She's going to get the record for throwing out people. It's going to be, and then they're going to bring someone in, whether it's a surprise, that is going to match her. So, won't be surprised if you see.
What are your two? Give me two big surprises, women entrants here. Go ahead, because we've all given ours. So, what is yours?
Telling you now, she's going to throw everyone out, and then Beth Phoenix music's going to play.
Ooh, I like that.
So it'll be a straight up between them two. You know what? I wouldn't know another surprise. I don't know who else is there that they could bring.
I mean, as of this recording, there's only 7 out of 30 women in that.
How about Doudrop coming back here? Dark Asuka?
Oh, Dark Asuka would be nuts. Some kind of shenanigans with Asuka, some kind of shenanigans would be amazing. But Chelsea Green is a shout. Chelsea Green is a shout, definitely.
Okay.
Doudrop, it'll depend on whether or not she's healthy. I don't know if you saw the latest from her.
She's there. She's.
Is she announced for it?
She's already there, though. I don't know if she's gonna do anything, but she's there.
I don't know, because I read something recently where she's been off TV because she had COVID and it affected her heart. Ooh, shit. So that's why she's been off TV for a while.
You guys have heard the prevailing rumor that's been going around. Somebody you mentioned earlier, Tony. Lots of talk about Nia Jax being in this match.
Well, that would be crazy.
Okay.
No.
See, my second pick for the women's, I just threw a random name because I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like the only thing that's announced is someone that Tunney said, well, not announced, but it's like it's writing on the wall that Chelsea Green is probably coming back.
Makes sense.
And I'm just like, I don't know, fucking Tori Wilson? I don't know.
Yeah. You just got to think, who can go? You know what I mean? Who can still go?
I heard Michelle McCool couldn't get ready for it. I don't think you see a Bella because they were pissed off about the fucking Raw 30th shit.
Yeah, Michelle McCool couldn't get ready. You're telling me 60-year-old Alundra Blaze got ready 6 years ago for the Women's World Rumble, but Michelle McCool can't get ready?
Why are you yelling at me, DJ?
I don't know. I yell. That's what I do.
Hey, DJ, the Rock can't get in shape in 4 months, so, you know.
Screw you, Dave!
Motherfucker's been in shape for fucking 18 years. What are you talking about?
Look at this, Kenny. This is what they do. They just all team up against me. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no...
Kenny knows.
Really, there's no... I think they've run out of women to really be a surprise unless it's going to be... You know, they brought everyone back, you know, apart from Naomi's going to be the other surprise. That will be the...
Naomi would be the thing, right? That could... If Naomi's music hits, you hear Bring It to the Flow, and then everything happens... That could be the biggest pop of the show.
If they bring Naomi back, Naomi's winning.
Can we please have a Mercedes Monet wig on her, though?
All right, just stop. Just stop. Stop. All right, let's answer that question. Kenny, if Naomi comes back and is in the Rumble, does she win? Yes or no?
No.
Dave?
You don't think so?
No, I think Naomi comes back, it's her and Rhea at the end, and Rhea wins. I think Rhea comes in number one and takes it the fucking distance, man. You want to put her over as much as possible, bring her in number one, have her beat everybody.
Is it Liv already number one?
Yeah, that's right.
Liv's already number one.
Is Dominic ringside to help her do this?
Oh, he's coming out. He's gonna come out and save her from no, mommy.
Quick question. How deep into this thing does Liv Morgan get? Does she go the distance? Is she one of the final four?
Oh, she's final four.
Okay. I agree.
And then she gets thrown out by Rhea.
Rhonda, you got to figure she's going to be in here somewhere, right?
And I hope she goes right the hell back out. Like Bushwhacker Luke style. In one end, right the fuck back out the other.
Or Mick Foley. Just have that 0-4 Mick Foley. Just she clotheslines Liv over the top rope.
Does anyone have AJ Lee on their bingo card?
God, no.
Just throwing it out there.
No.
No? Nobody? Nobody's got AJ Lee? Okay.
I agree that Liv is going to be in the final four. I think she'll get like eliminated by Shayna Baszler because Ronda, Shayna, we all know that history. As for who, Rhea, come on. We've seen Rhea go again. I mean, yeah, it's Akira Tozawa, but she's still facing off against men. She's like telling people, like, come on, hit me. No, I'm not gonna do it. Hit me, come on. You know you want to. I could take it.
Randy Orton would do it.
How pissed is everyone here if Ronda wins this fucking thing?
Yeah. I'm pissed.
Wait, what? Wait, what'd you say, Tony?
If Ronda wins,
yeah.
I mean, I won't be mad if it's Ronda and Rhea at the end, as long as Rhea wins. I'd be like, all right, this will be fun. You know, these two going.
Question: what if those two are at the end and Ronda eliminates Rhea? Now you got nuclear heat on Ronda. And now
I'm gonna get together with my friend Mark and we're gonna angry tweet about it.
good reference trips. Thank you.
So
hey, Mark.
So does let's go the opposite way. So does Rhea Ripley come out to help Dominic in the Men's Royal Rumble, and she gets her comeuppance going in the ring to help save him and goes, yeah, hit me. And then, like you said, like Randy Orton's in there, and yeah, everybody beats the piss out of her.
She can get...
I thought you were almost about to predict Dominic Mysterio winning the Men's Royal Rumble.
Oh, God, no. No, but I see her helping him.
Yeah.
He's man.
I could see a scenario with Rhea where she gets in the Men's Rumble and they do what they did to Nia Jax and everybody just spams their finisher on her.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that Rhea Ripley is in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Not in the Rumble.
She'd have to be part of it. She can come out. She can come out and be a part of it. She just isn't in it, quote unquote. She's got to come out and help her. She's got to come out and help Dom.
She's going to eat a claymore from Drew.
I hope so. God, that would be great.
I mean, we have to remember one of the people that did a finisher on Nia Jax was Ray Ray. So Rey Mysterio doing a 619 on Rhea makes so much fucking sense.
Imagine the crowd pop for that.
Thank God there's a one in there.
But also, we're forgetting, if we're saying Rhea wins the Rumble, she's on Raw, which means that the Elimination Chamber is going to be for SmackDown, correct?
Yeah,
it's the choose, technically.
It doesn't have to be. She can pick whichever champ she wants.
Technically, yeah,
she can swerve and say, hey, I didn't get my real opportunity at WrestleMania 37. I want Charlotte.
But we've seen Rhea and Charlotte so many times.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, I more so, like, she's going to, it's her and Bianca. They're going to headline night one.
Unless that's the easy choice with Rhea, though. Rhea has a path to both championships. She's kind of got unfinished business with Charlotte because Charlotte beat her, but there's definitely a trajectory for her and Bianca.
Having said that, let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble. Go ahead. Whoever wants to start first, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Whoever wants to jump.
Bring on the man.
All right, Waylon Smithers, you went first. Kenny, why don't you go second?
Oh, man, this is an interesting one because, you know, you've got the story of coming back and also got the Sami Zayn story. Now, you know, it's one of those things, if Sami is not in the Rumble, right, is it going to impact Cody's return in the Rumble? Is it going to impact, you know, if he is number 30 and, you know, and it's not Sami, are people going to expect Sami to be in the Rumble? Now, maybe this is why Sami is involved, you know, in the championship match, which is probably going to happen before the Rumble, because you would have seen him, you would have seen that he's played out in the storyline, he may get his ass kicked, so you won't expect him. So if that's the case, for me, Cody's going to win the Rumble, and it looks like it will be Cody versus Reigns. I don't know what they're planning to do with the title, and that is what is bugging me. I can't put a finger on it. I don't know what you guys think, whether they're splitting or keeping the titles as they are.
I see. Go ahead, Dan.
No, you go. I'm here all the time.
I think going full circle to like what we talked about with the Reigns and Owens match, if Sami costs Reigns the match, I could see Reigns going off and injuring Sami Zayn, because you've got to get him out of this situation, because otherwise the fans are going to, it'll be like the Daniel Bryan situation all over again. And if he's not in the Rumble and there's no explanation as to why he's not in the Rumble, fans are going to shit all over this. And you can't have that with Cody Rhodes coming back. You've got to get a plausible explanation. Why isn't Sami in this match? Because Roman beat the shit out of him, which furthers that storyline. And then it frees up Cody Rhodes to win the Rumble. You know, it gets interesting if Rock's coming back, if Austin's coming back, you know, then you've got some interesting variables in there. But I still think it's Cody's match to win. But like you, Kenny, I have no idea what they're doing with the title and how. I think it's probably going to stay unified for now, but who knows, man? I mean, you can't Brock's in the match. You can't discount him as well. So, but I think once you get rid of the Sami Zayn conundrum, then everything opens up and it telegraphs for Cody winning this thing.
DJ?
Okay, so with all the nuance involved in this entire story, and I've asked this question here on this show as well as on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, where do we think they're going with Roman Reigns? And if they're going to 1,000 days and beyond, Roman has to win at WrestleMania. So we've been faced with one of two scenarios. If Cody is the betting favorite, and I think his odds right now are 50-1, or 50-50 or something like that. Rob pulled the betting odds on our show. If Cody Rhodes is the odds-on favorite to win this, does he win the Rumble and lose at Mania? Question number one. Two, if he wins the Rumble, which belt is he winning at Mania? And does that lessen the impact of his win if he's not winning the whole thing? Because Rob on my podcast was like, look, when Roman loses, he has to lose it all. Like, that's the story. You can't split the belts up and have him lose one because it seems less impactful. And I don't disagree with that take. So this is why I said I don't think Cody's winning the Rumble. I really think it's either going to be a returning Stone Cold Steve Austin, a returning Rock who says he's nudge, nudge, wink, wink, not ready, or somebody that we haven't even considered at this point who may go on to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania if The Rock is indeed not available and if Stone Cold is not ready to go, you know, so to speak, in the ring. That's my logic behind Cody not winning.
I guess I'm the last one here. I did something a little interesting when Tunney actually said something about it, because I disagree. I think you can split up the belts. And we said it before, Sammy is going to do something in some way, shape, or form that fucks with everything Reigns reign, basically, as this undisputed Universal Champion. So I brainstormed. I said a fucky finish, because we kept saying, like, something's going to happen with Reigns, and Sammy's going to do something, and everything else. We did it back in 1994. Why not have two Rumble winners going out at the same time? Sammy and Cody. Cody goes for one belt, Sammy goes for the other. They can have, like, a random match to determine which one it is. Reigns breaks both of it up or something, however it works. Sammy goes for the Universal, Cody goes for the WWE. Cody wins the WWE, Sammy loses against the Universal. It's the best way to make sure we still have that 1,000-day reign, along with splitting both belts up.
Okay.
You have the WWE on Raw, and you can keep the Universal on SmackDown.
So again, and I'll throw... We'll let Tunney go, and then I'll throw this around to the room. I know I took control of your show again, Tunney.
Oh, that's... I told
that's what
you.
He gets for getting up.
You go away for a piss break, and I will take over your show. You know me. You've met me.
I listen, I know you guys are here. I mean...
DJ, do you want the shirt instead?
I probably need the asshole shirt. Is that on the is that on the prowrestlingtees.com/chairshot?
It's not on the chair shot one, I swear.
No,
it just has Blaz on the back.
Plugged in like that, you could take over whenever.
Speaking of shirt plugs, they have a Mindless Wrestling podcast shirt now.
Yes, go buy the shirt.
There you go. Like that.
See, I help out.
Here's the deal. Seth's a possibility. Cody's a possibility. I mean, Cody, at some point, feuding with Roman Reigns in the Bloodline is no-brainer. There's more than one royal family in professional wrestling. Like, that fucking just wrote itself, right? It's already in his fucking entrance. Sami Zayn being on that poster for Elimination Chamber that I saw leads me to believe that, you know who might win this Royal Rumble? Roman Reigns.
Drew Gulak.
Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Zayn's in that Elimination Chamber to make sure nobody else has to challenge Roman at WrestleMania, but Sami Zayn. If that's the Sami Zayn storyline, that's the way I like that. I think it's Stone Cold. I've been telling you for 2.5 years it's going to be Roman and Rock at this WrestleMania. If you listen to what if you read what I said in the chair shots, I don't believe that anymore. I do think it's Stone Cold. Would you guys be disappointed if Cody Rhodes actually wins? Because I might be a little disappointed now.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be disappointed. Not at all. No, I won't be disappointed.
I would rather see Cody feud with him and, you know, beat him for it after he possibly passes Hogan, because DJ, you brought that up, and before you even brought it up, Greg's been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah, let me throw something out there. As far, and this is more of an IWC discussion than an actual Royal Rumble discussion. I got the wrong Belaz. Cody Rhodes is the odds-on favorite. Cody Rhodes is going to win. Everybody's like, they're pushing Cody Rhodes. They're doing the vignettes. Cody's back. Cody's the story. Cody. Everybody, yay, Cody's going to win. And then Cody wins. Well, that was predictable.
Oh, who cares?
Like, are they going to have that discussion on the Bird app into Monday? Because WWE is too predictable, because we all knew Cody was good. This is the thing about the IWC that pisses me off.
And that's the problem, is that we don't do that here.
I don't either, but it pisses me off.
You're going to do it either way.
And I understand, but we don't talk about that shit here. We don't bother with it. We like shenanigans and wrestling and getting everybody together. So fuck the IWC.
That's why I said you're talking to the wrong Belaz.
And right? So
let's go around the horn, because we're coming out of time after DP has his word here.
Yeah, I didn't get to give my path here.
I know.
And I'll close it out with who I think is going to win and everything like that too. So
I'm on the path of AJ. I had two different scenarios on how we get to WrestleMania as well, and I guess it depends on what everybody was saying. Like, are they going to split the titles or not, right? We don't know exactly what the plan is. So I think if they do, are going to go with two different matches, split the titles, keep the titles split. That was my path was Sami Zayn. Roman Reigns said he doesn't want to see Sami till Saturday, and he has one last chance to prove himself. Similar to what PC said, instead of the Elimination Chamber, his chance to prove himself is the Royal Rumble. He's going to convince Adam Pearce that Sami Zayn is going to be number 30 in the Royal Rumble, and you need to take out whoever's left in that Royal Rumble so that Roman Reigns, your tribal chief, can have WrestleMania off, and he doesn't have to have a match. Royal Rumble's going to start, and I gave this spoiler earlier in the chair shot DMs. Seth Rollins is coming out number one because everybody wants to chant his music. So you got to have two entrants that people want to see the entrances. Seth Rollins is number one. Returning Cody Rhodes is number two. And you get to start that, you know, little feud off again. And I think that's a perfect way to start Mania. The Royal Rumble. I'm already 3 months ahead.
The road to WrestleMania. You meant the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Thanks for sure. You know what I'm talking about.
Here's what we're going to do now. Kenny, thank you for coming on the show. I always love when you're here, and you know, whenever you get the itch, if we're not talking or asking you enough, just let us know. You're always welcome with me, Dave, whoever, DJ would probably love to have you on too. We know you love talking wrestling, and ladies and gentlemen, look up the Sunday Segue and just Google that shit and find it. You have no idea the amazing talent that Kenny Killa has had unbelievable interviews with. Kenny Killa is probably one of the best interviewers that I have ever met in my life. So go back and listen to some of his work, because a lot of those interviews are really fucking good. Before you get out of here, Kenny, give us your last thoughts on the entire Royal Rumble. Let us know what's going on with you. And thanks, man.
You're too kind. If people want to listen to some old school Sunday segues stuff, it's still on YouTube, so you should be able to find it in bits and pieces. And like I said on the last episode, I have the archives, and I'm happy to give it to PC if he wants to use it and run those views. I'm happy for that. Keep the legacy. But yeah, if you want to find
I said yes already. Honest, I'm just letting you know. I'm just waiting until like the post Mania doldrums come, so that way we still get ratings for your excellentness when there's nothing actually going on.
You can find me on Twitter at Kenny Killer. If you just want to, you know, chat wrestling, chat football, chat anime, we can do it all, man. Just shoot me a message. Apart from that, the Rumble, I'm quite excited to see what this leads to, because WrestleMania is going to be huge. When I think about it, it's actually going to be huge. It's exciting to think about all these different things that can happen. Dude, if that glass shatters on tomorrow, tonight, whatever you want to call it, if the glass shatters, that pop, nothing beats that. Like, nothing beats that. So I'm just excited to see what happens next. And I'm not talking about Vince just better just stay away. He just stay away. As always, thanks guys for having me on. Great to meet you, DJ. And
hey, you as well, Kenny.
Yeah, hope to be on again soon. Just give me a shout. You know, I love to talk wrestling, so it's all good.
We love you, brother. Be good. We'll stay in contact with you, and go get some sleep.
You don't need
sleep. Yeah, you need
Kenny,
it.
Kenny, you don't need sleep. You know that. Come on.
That poor dude, it's like 1 a.m. there.
I was about to say, like you said earlier, his kids are getting more and more into football. So, I mean, he needs all the sleep he can get. What are you talking about?
Actually, I'm going to need Mountain Dew after.
Oh, that's perfect. There you go.
It's gonna be a long weekend.
He's got Mountain Dew to drink. We love him. We appreciate him. You'll hear him more here, and you're gonna hear some of that those old interviews, because they're excellent. All right, DWI Podcast, TriCast, Quadcast. Commercial break. When we come back, a mountain of trivia. If you do.
Now a word from my God, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
See, this is what I get for telling Tunny that there's a lot of trivia today. Phenomenal funky facts, trivia. It's the Royal Rumble. I knew we were going to have the TriCast. Tunny with some red breast going on there. I got some Cap'n in my cup. Dan, I know, had to go for a refill. Daryl's been down in beers. So we're all ready for the trivia, right? Instead of 1, 2, 3, it's 1, 2, 3 categories, but 1, 2, 3 questions. This is going to be a little different. I got a little piece of paper myself to keep tally of the questions. It's going to be easy, medium, and hard. So 1 is easy, 2 is medium, 3 is hard. 3 gets you 3 points, 1 gets you 1 point,
that's
2 obviously.
along
with a final Jeopardy.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Way to go, AJ. Someone fucking applaud this guy.
Golf clap.
Awesome.
You get the golf clap.
Fine. Make me fucking work. I'll do it. You just have to wait for it. Happy. Thank you.
Deep meaning want to watch me struggle.
All right.
I got questions to get wrong.
Dave.
Yeah, you do.
I think DP and I are in a race to lose.
So I'm going to ask Dave first.
I always lose.
I'm going to ask Dave for, hey, you could win with the final Jeopardy.
Why did Dave get to go first?
Because Dave hasn't been on
this
in like
total
a while.
BS.
Still
that's
need to make
he's
that
the best friend of the show.
Wow, he's the best friend of the show. He hasn't been on in a while, so that's why I'm giving it to Dave first. So we have three categories: Rumble Trivia, Celebrity Rumble Trivia,
Jesus,
or Runner Up. Which category do you want? In either easy, medium, or hard?
God damn.
Let's go Rumble Trivia with a medium question.
Ooh.
All right. So this
drop
is for
a
2 points.
Deuce in the Rumble.
Right. Dropping the kids at the pool, DP. You know that.
All right.
Hey, guys, thanks for waiting until the most distinguished Kenny Killa left before your dick and fart. Okay?
We had
it's DWI after minutes. Dark.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
wouldn't be the first or 10th episode of that one. Trust me, we've done that a lot.
Too many.
You
anyway.
Just stepped in a world you didn't know existed.
Anyway, Rumble Trivia, 2-pointer. So if you get it right, 2 points. We know Asuka won the first Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we knew that.
But did she win the championship at Mania? So either yes or no.
It's a yes or no question?
Yes or no. Did she get it or did she not?
Mr. Perfect. Well done.
I was about to say Tony was the Mr. Perfect 10 flip. Almost got it. She's still an extension. Alright, so did she win it or did she lose?
No!
Says
no! No!
She lost to Charlotte.
So Tunny, Dan, and Dave say no. DJ says
she lost
yes.
To Charlotte.
She lost her undefeated
DJ,
streak.
Sorry.
Greg predicted it. Greg predicted that, by the way, guys. Do you remember that? Greg predicted that.
Yeah, he did. I remember.
Who?
So, DJ, you're the only one that didn't get points on that one. I'll be courteous.
Suck it, DJ.
Ugh.
I'll be courteous, though, and let you get whichever one you want. Rumble, Celebrity, or Runner-Up, and then pick a number.
Celebrity, Uno.
Right, Celebrity Uno. Who was the very first celebrity to be in a Royal Rumble match?
Oh my.
in like every single trivia. Is it a trick question, or are you just overthinking them? All right, guys, this is for a point. Let's see who you have as the very first celebrity to join it.
First one I could think
Dave
of.
Dave says Pete Rose. DJ says The Fridge.
Perry.
Also says Pete Rose. And Dan with the correct answer of Drew Carey.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I thought of Pete with the chicken costume when I thought he was an actress that year.
He was not.
Damn it!
I defy you to tell me that the William the Refrigerator Perry wasn't a celebrity.
That was a battle royal.
It was a battle royal. It was a battle royal.
I defy. I want a recount. I live in Florida. I live in Florida and we demand a recount.
Listen, the belt.
Good luck with that, Al Snow. Al Snow, Al Gore.
Al Snow.
Fuck me.
Can we be the Dainty Disdains? Me and DJ. For the Dainty Disdains. You
DJ,
know?
You can sit through WrestleMania 2 again if you want to. You
know? Oh, God. Ugh, can we get the fucking
It wouldn't crusty? Be the worst thing I've sat through, pal.
All right. Dan, Rumble, celebrity, or runner-up?
Fucking asshole.
We haven't done the runner-up. So let's do runner up for the old number three. Sticking
Ooh,
with threes.
With numero tres.
Yep.
So 2005.
Oh boy.
We know.
Forget it.
Cena and Batista landed at the same time. Vince blew out both of his quads, restarted the whole thing. But before any of that, does anyone remember who the third guy was? The second to last guy who was eliminated? Back in 2005.
Five.
And this is for 3 points.
I'm definitely getting this one right.
Are you?
I am. I already got my answer written down.
Yeah, did you watch the interview?
I did.
Fuck.
Shit.
These guys are
secret handshaking motherfuckers.
I'm on the take, pals.
They on cahoots. All right, he most famously had an interview about this, like a live one.
Fuck no.
TJ, you said fuck no.
No. I have no fucking clue.
All right,
I didn't watch any interviews.
Tony's wearing a shirt.
Dan says Angle. Tony, who do you say? Alex Riley. I said 2005.
Alex Riley? Was he even born in 2005? Was he even born in 2005?
Alex Riley was not in 2005.
He was like 4 years old in 2005.
Hold on, let me get a different answer.
Oh, my Lord.
And Alex Wright isn't right either because he didn't even wrestle in WWE.
Alex Wright is wrong.
Hold on.
But that dance is iconic, though.
How about that? What is it?
Yeah. All right, Tony, you're just not going to get it. No one got it. It was Edge.
Okay. I don't think I was watching it.
He was like, "Yeah, I was the third guy that was in there before the final two, and I just see Vince walking down with the pompadour and Thanos walking, and then I'm like, that's odd. Why did he just sit down?"
Anything from like 05 to 12, I'm gonna lose because I checked out from 05 to 12.
I don't blame you.
My kids were born in 05, and once you become a dad, a whole lot of shit becomes more important than wrestling, pal.
That wasn't my fault.
All right, Tony.
I like that Big Dave Rumble, put up the dropped the blinds on his his camera.
He gave up.
I'll take a hard Rumble, Alex.
For 1 or 3.
Hard Rumble, Tony.
Yeah, hard Rumble.
He said he likes it hard.
You gave specifications, not 1, 2, or 3. You gave different specifications, did you?
I did, and I'm dumb.
Yeah, see, I wanted the easy question. That was 3. 3 was easy, right? 3's.
No, Dan, no. All right. Rumble didn't always give a championship shot to the winner. Who was the first one to have that honor? To to be
shit. I just to watched
face
it.
The champion at Mania.
Wait. Who
I just fucking watched it too.
Who was the wrestler that won a? Who was the wrestler who won the Royal Rumble and got the opportunity?
I know this.
The opportunity, not the belt, right?
The opportunity. This is for.
I think I know this. I might be wrong.
I can say something to piss Tunny off further, but I'm not going to do it until the music stops.
Stop. Oh, my bones, you're a cunt.
Because this... Wow, Dan, I heard that.
Woofa!
Hey! Tunny's gonna be mad because this was a question on a. Alright. You got nothing, Tunny, so 0 points out of you. Everyone else got 3 points because it is Yoko.
Yes! Nice. I started watching Raw back from day one the other day, and they were talking about the Royal Rumble. They're leading into the Royal Rumble, and Yokozuna was the heavy favorite.
I was there, man. I was at that Rumble.
You were
really?
At
Really?
You were
That's
also
badass.
At that You were also at that Mania.
And that Mania too, you're right. Exactly. WrestleMania 9, greatest one ever. Anyway.
At Caesar's Palace.
If you're there, it's a lot better.
Whatever you're smoking, I want some. Because you just said it was the greatest.
That was the Hogan fuck finish, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
All right. Going back to Dave, you got Rumble, Easy, Celebrity 2 and 3, Runner-Up 1 and 2.
Let's do Runner-Up 2.
All right. I forgot about the music. The head of the table has had Rumble success, but we have to acknowledge that he has the most runner-ups in Rumble history. How many? This is for 2 points. How many runner-ups does Tribal Chief have at Royal Rumble? You know, starting to think about it, the number's kind of funny with how we have who we think's gonna win the next one. So DJ and Tony say 2. I'll be nice and give it because it's closest. So Dave and DP, because it's actually 4, not 3. And it's funny how we have Cody with the Paul Hoffman.
All right. I'm trying to think. Are you counting the one where he lost the title as a runner-up?
No, because he wasn't the runner-up. It was the Ambrose. Third guy. Ambrose and Trips.
Triple H. 4 times that he's been runner-up? What a loser.
The Batista one? I literally just saw a picture of it, too.
Hey, Dan, who won?
I remember Nakamura, losers. Drew.
No, they lost.
Nakamura, Drew, Batista. Yeah, losers, and there was another one that I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, 4 times.
I put 2 for Deuce because I shit the bed.
So who won? The losers?
No, they lost.
Losers.
So, all right, that was that one. Don't worry, I'm marking off which ones we did. So, DJ, we got the easy Rumble trivia question, the Celebrity 2 and 3, and the runner-up easy.
Let's take Rumble and easy.
Finishing up.
Ric Flair! Woo!
No.
Good call, Tony.
Woo!
Number 27 used to be the almighty winning number. But now it's tied with what number? This is for 8 points.
I have to announce to you.
I have to announce to you.
That I will never retire!
What's the number again, AJ?
The old number was 27, but now it is tied what? With a new number.
For the what most wins?
For who won at that number. So it used to be 27, but now it's tied.
I like how this is the easy Rumble question.
Right.
It's pretty easy. Think about it.
Couldn't have been something easy like what celebrity did Kane eliminate from the Royal Rumble?
He didn't eliminate Drew Carey. Carey eliminated himself.
He eliminated Pete Rose.
He was never in the Rumble.
He wasn't in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Pete Rose was a officiator. Dan says number one. DJ says 23. Dave says 17. Tunny with the correct answer of 30.
Come on, guys.
Tunny can go get bent here. Look.
Lesnar, Triple H, Undertaker, John Cena.
I'm smelling some home cooking here.
That's the first one I've gotten right. And it was the one fucking point.
Dan's the one in the lead with 8. I'm actually keeping track of this shit right here.
Thank God.
I have 3 points. That's all I know.
Yeah. So if people want to know.
Nobody wants to know.
Tunny and DJ.
Nobody wants to know.
Dave has 6 and Dan has 8.
Dan's whipping her ass.
So Dan.
Both our viewers must be thrilled.
The only runner-up one left, or celebrity 2 or 3?
I'll take the last runner-up. Blink. Oh, yeah.
Bartendale. All
right. So, Alberto Del Rio won the biggest Royal Rumble, the 40-man Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Does anyone remember the runner-up? Because if he won, it would have been a miracle. Kinda gave a hint with the miracle line. And I'm just saying this now, it's not
Shut
like
the fuck up! Why you ruin it? I had it, you fucking gave the answer away. The whole fucking thing already. You summoned the beach.
Was this a medium or a hard question?
This was easy.
This was an easy?
I think AJ reversed it.
Fuck all, man.
Right? You guys are fucking really? I've been giving you the whole game and you can't get these ones?
Alright, DJ says Santino. Dan says Mysterio. Dave says Santino. Tunny says Santino. It is the Milan Miracle, Santino Marella.
I fucking guessed.
You son of a bitch.
I took a wild guess.
So Dave getting closer to that to that, and after getting that point.
Dan let me win that one. All thanks, right. Dan.
Dead.
All right. So, Tunny, celebrity 2 or celebrity 3?
Well, let's go in ascending order. Let's start with the 2-pointer and make it interesting.
Who was the celebrity that celebrated with Shawn Michaels at the 1995 Royal Rumble?
Play the music.
Let's see, 2-pointer. Let's see if we can get this.
One floozier or the other.
So Tunny says Jenny McCartney. DJ, Dave, and Dan all say Pamela Anderson, which is the correct answer.
Like I said, Tunny, one floozier or the other. You had the other one.
I
was just filling in the storyline.
Because as soon as Sean won it, for WrestleMania 11, facing off against Diesel, Diesel came out with Pam Anderson.
Yep.
So, he left with both of them, didn't he?
I mean,
yeah, probably. So technically, he did leave with both of them.
According to Nash...
The more surprising one.
According to Nash, no one tried fucking around with Pam Anderson. Apparently. That's what Nash says.
Look, let's be honest. You going to try and compete with Tommy Lee?
Exactly. Thank you, DJ. That's what I was thinking. Talk about Bang Bros. There you go.
My God. That dude was slinging lumber.
Well, I mean, if you listen to Click This podcast, 11 soft.
I don't need to get up to change the channel, by the way. Let's get to the last question.
Last question, the hard celebrity question.
He was never.
Did we just talk about hard celebrities?
It's not a category.
Or soft, depending on your perspective.
Out of all the celebrities, Bad Bunny is the only celebrity with eliminations in the Royal Rumble. How many does he have, though?
Who?
Bad Bunny.
Oh, okay.
As I finish my rum. So this is for 3 points, everybody. And then we got final Jeopardy. And you gotta remember, this was the last Royal Rumble, too. So if you remember the 2022 Royal Rumble, all right, Dan says 2. So does Dave. DJ says 3. Tunny says 5. Dave and Dan get it right.
Damn it.
2.
I wrote it up.
I guess we're going to go right down to the wire.
Do this. Well, remember, there's still Final Jeopardy. And DJ can still win it if you guys flounder.
Did I make it to Final Jeopardy even? Or am I negative?
You can get negative numbers.
No, everyone can still get it.
You're going to have to step down off your riser and away from the podium, sir.
What, it's like a 20-pointer? Because I'm getting my ass whipped here.
Nope. This is a 9-pointer.
Oh, no. Bullshit. Final Jeopardy. Close. I get to bid what I have, and I'm bidding 0, so I win.
Not bidding. It's me. Come on. This is
final bullshit.
Come on. It's the final bullshit.
All right.
So, you can get a grand total of 9 points for this one. Okay. How many wrestlers have multiple Royal Rumble wins?
How many?
Do we have to name them? Do we get
who?
A point
you
for
have
each?
To name them, and if name. Every single one you get right, you get a point.
Name them. All right.
Okay.
I might need Jeopardy theme twice here to get all the names
probably gonna
down.
Probably going to need it twice. I'll be courteous. Tunny has 4 points. DJ has 6. Dan's in the lead with 12, but Dave's right behind him with 10.
Do it twice here so we can keep writing.
Do it again because I know everyone's still thinking. I'll be nice. Big ass rumble, you have to have a big ass group, yeah.
You can only put down 9, though, right? You can't put more than 9.
You can't put more than 9, no. It has to be just 9.
Okay.
Each one that is correct, you get a point.
All right,
I like how DJ is just like, fuck.
We needed 9 people.
I got my 9.
I got it. So
there's 9 points. There's only 9 people who have won multiple Royal Rumbles.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm batting about 45% here.
You get a point for each. Okay, DJ, you start. Everybody's right, got written down. We'll go with DJ, then
so
we'll go
DJ,
to
DJ only has
then
4.
We'll go to DP, then we'll go to me.
So DJ only has 4. He has Austin, Cena, Orton, Trips, which all of them he has a point.
Okay. So
4. So who's going to go next? All right. Tony says Shawn, Stone Cold, Hogan, Cena, Trips, Roman, Edge, Taker, Batista. He has 1 wrong.
Yeah. Fuck off when I try.
So Tunney ends up with 12 points. DJ has 10. Who wants to go next?
I think Dave's got to go next because I'm in the lead, right?
Dave, go for it.
Which one did I get wrong?
Sean, Austin.
Did Dave get him? No, he's only
Austin, Sean.
I know what I got wrong.
Cena, Taker. That's only 7. I mean, all of them are right.
Yeah, I know which one I missed. No, but I got 8.
Dan, did you put 9?
Did you get 9 out of 9? Dan, did you get all 9, Dan?
No, I didn't put Taker down.
Cena, Brock, you put down Rock, Austin, Hogan, Orton, Edge, Hunter, Shawn. You have 8 of it, so Dan wins with 20 points. Is Shawn, Hogan, Triple H, Batista, Cena, Stone Cold, Edge, Lesnar, who won last year's, and Orton.
Lesnar. I put Roman in instead of Orton.
Yep.
There you go.
So Dan, you won the big ass. You what? Won Rumble Trick.
I won the greatest Royal Rumble ever.
Fuck no. We don't
have to rub some ointment on.
Royal Rumble trivia.
You and Alberto don't feel GP.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of Royal Rumble trivia, Royal Rumble preview. Let's just go around the horn. Let everybody know what's going on with you. Any last thoughts you have? Let's start with DJ. Brother, always great to have you. Big weekend.
Yeah, man, we've got a big weekend. I'm kind of sorry. Like I said, I enjoy the Ren Festival. I'm sorry that we're going to miss the Rumble on Saturday, going to see it on Sunday, going to tease a little bit of Mindless Wrestling podcast only because I'm on the DWI. It is the trial of PC Tunney in 6 days on the Mindless Wrestling podcast. Tunney has a little bit of heat here, or actually my guys have heat with Tunney. We're going to talk about that on the Mindless Wrestling podcast in T-minus 6 days and counting.
I was about to say, DJ, did he mention everyone's favorite wrestler on that podcast and how much he likes him, or?
He's going to have his opportunity to, and he'll have to explain his reasoning.
Okay, I already know what the trial is. I don't have to do shit.
I'm excited.
What did you do now, Tony? God damn it.
Dave, go ahead.
Shit, I can't top that. Now I'm curious as fuck. So anyway, yeah, there's nothing going on with me. No, it's going to be a big weekend. I'm looking forward to it, especially now. I've secured WrestleMania tickets, so I'm have invested interest in what the hell is going to happen tomorrow. Right. But you can check me out on Twitter at AttitudeAg, on Facebook, facebook.com/attitudeofaggression, and of course here on the ChairShot Radio, part of the ChairShot.com. I'm not going to even say the word giblets, Tony, because I don't want to impinge on O'Dowd's proprietary bullshit. So,
epidermis.
And one last thing, though, Fantasy Island is a 1970s show. Fuck that.
Oh boy!
Awesome, Dave. That was great, Dave. You just popped me real hard there. AJ, go ahead.
You can find me all over the social media interwebs at Phenomenal AJB. AJB in all caps. I'm going to bring you this breaking news, sadly though, and I know Tony and Dan already know.
You're gonna have your testicles laminated.
I was expecting the breaking news sound.
Fuck that. I did better. I fucking talked about your lamination testicle.
Sadly, I will be moved to swing shifts, so I won't be on DWI for a while. So, unless we change the day. So, I'll try to find a way to throw trivia in somehow, some way, shape, or form.
They have swing shifts in Utah? I mean, I'm shocked.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Bring the fucking bell for Dave.
But regardless, even if you want to hear me or not, go check out thechairshot.com. We have a bunch of articles, whether it's sports entertainment, you name it, we got it. Chairshot.com. You can also find all of our podcasts on there, along with every single podcasting streaming service.
I mean, I know they got swingers in Utah, but you know, I didn't know about swing shifts.
I'm
moving to Utah immediately.
I'm pretty sure they just call that Mormons.
polygamy. Yes.
Just can't.
For the win. For the win.
I'm just saying this now. I will never forget when I told Tony and Dan where I'm at. And it was just like, so are you a Mormon now? And I'm like, no, I drink and swear too much to be a Mormon. Fuck off.
Chris, look, let me tell you something
Chris
about those.
I want to know this length of AJ going on in his clothes is due to the influence that he has had over him over so many weeks. Because it's lengthy. DJ, quickly.
Just like myself.
Were you adding something there?
Me or him? He talked about his length.
Tommy
Lee. He's not the only one who added anything here.
DP.
It's very hard to add to length, but you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs.
Sometimes God makes you wonder and then delivers.
Hey, Tony, I got one last question for you. Is the title of this episode 11 When Soft? Is that what we're going to go with?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, really?
You're asking the... I don't make the titles of this show.
I don't know. I mean, I'll write it down as an option, but we'll see.
Dan's writing it down. 11 Soft.
Question answered. Question answered.
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs. And it's me, DPP.
You can find me mulling over pornographic fuck. And titles for the show.
Well, you know, it's usually where it ends up when Big Dave's on the show. You know what I mean?
Banger bro for life.
But let me tell you.
That was it.
Let me tell you. Enjoy the Royal Rumble. It's one of the best. It's one of the best to watch. It's you know, a straight hour and a half of entertainment with no breaks. It's just, it's fun. You'll see some surprises. I know I didn't necessarily get to tell my full story of where this is going to go, but let's just say.
Tell it now. Yeah. Tell it right
tell
now.
Tell us now. We got nothing now. Else to do.
We've already gone long. You might as well.
A year and a half. I don't want to. All we're right. Here we go. AJ.
We're not that long. No, we're not that long.
We're in overtime, pal. Let's have it.
All right, pal.
No coin flip needed.
So let's just say, here's what's going to happen.
All right, that's enough. No, I'm just kidding. he appreciates Dan appreciates that. I'll shut up now.
So I think there's two scenarios that are going to happen here. Is and it depends on if they're going to split the titles. And if they split the titles, I agree with AJ. It's gonna be. We haven't had a split a dual finish since '94. Only once before. What's going to happen one way or the other is Sammy's going to be number 30. It's because of Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is going to say, you're going in there. You're doing my dirty work. This is your last chance. You eliminate everybody that's left because I don't want to have an opponent. You're going to stand tall at WrestleMania. You're going to concede no championship match at WrestleMania. If they're going to split the titles, Cody and Sammy are going to be dual elimination. And Roman Reigns is going to be pissed and going to destroy Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn's going to make his comeback at Elimination Chamber. And we're going to have two matches at WrestleMania. And how great will it be when Sami takes the title night one and night two when Cody Rhodes walks up there for the WWE title and we can see Paul Heyman clutching ever so tightly to that WWE title like he clutches those titles. He's going to be clutching even harder when he watches the Tribal Chief slipping away from his fingers and losing both titles. Otherwise, if it's going to be one and we're keeping them together, then WrestleZania is on. And I don't know how you don't do WrestleZania like you did with Kofi Mania. Right now, Sami Zayn is the hottest goddamn thing going on. And you don't pay that off, like Dave said before, with Dan. You're going to have a Daniel Bryan situation. You got to pay it off. He has busted his ass. He has made this the greatest storyline going. And he deserves it. He absolutely deserves to be holding the titles at the end of WrestleMania right now. So they need to make it happen. And here's how it's going to end with Sami Zayn winning the Rumble. The bloodline is happy as hell. He finally did it. He has nobody to go after. Well, Sami's like, well, you know, I kind of want that title. Let's go all the way to WrestleMania. Well, the bloodline's pissed. He's got to go through Elimination Chamber. They make him go through all the shit to get there, all the way down. WrestleMania comes. It's Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. Roman Reigns has got Solo Sikoa in his corner. And the Bloodline keeps distracting Sami Zayn. He gets interfered with left and right. Here comes WrestleMania 4 style when Hulk Hogan came walking down to the ring to help Macho Man win the title. Here comes Kevin Owens, his buddy, down to the ringside to help even the odds. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens standing tall at the end of WrestleMania with Sami Zayn holding the titles. This whole storyline comes full circle all the way down. And then the turn, just like NXT, when Kevin Owens came to NXT when Sami Zayn won the NXT title and turned on him immediately. We're going to have the immediate turn, and the whole storyline comes all the way back around, full circle.
And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. Goodbye.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We got to go extra overtime here, whatever you want to call it, shootout, fucking blobbity blibbity. Go ahead, free for all. Thoughts we haven't gotten out that just popped up in your head. Unmute yourselves. And go
DJ. I was going to say, for the world of news, Booker of the Year, fucking DDP or DPP. DPP, that fucking ending was fucking cinema.
That's why it was the ending.
That was cinema, brother.
It's just the whole story. I mean, all the way back.
We should have just let
it comes just full circle. If we full circle with Sami and Kevin,
we would have let Dan talk first. We would have been out of here 30 minutes ago.
Shit. I know, right? So,
you're welcome, by the way. You're fucking welcome.
That's good podcasting.
That's brilliant, dude. I think it's a brilliant idea. I would love to see this happen. I think it'd be just beautiful. Whether, you know, like, it's just a whole full circle all the way through.
I think
best buddies, mega powers, whole thing. Then, like, yeah, they finally got together, and then, bam, destroys them.
What I'd love to see at some point, Elimination Chamber, perhaps, Sammy pins Brock Lesnar to legitimize himself as a major threat to Roman Reigns.
How about the new Paul Heyman alliance of Sami Zayn and Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman, considering I said this before, Brock Lesnar wanted to carry Sami Zayn to Canada.
I don't want that for the Elimination Chamber. What I want for the Elimination Chamber is everyone in the Bloodline but Roman, and yes, I mean fucking Paul Heyman too, facing off.
What if Brock Lesnar helps Sami Zayn win the Royal Rumble, not of his fruition, and Paul Heyman finally comes full circle at the end, right?
Yeah.
Could happen.
That's the thing I love about this Rumble, is there really are a lot of question marks in the air.
No,
like, for the first time, it's not predictable.
This is the question I didn't get to ask, DP, if you're still recording, and mark the tape then, or start recording, because this is the question that I didn't get to ask. This is the question I didn't get to ask. Now I forgot. No, I
God damn it.
Fucking hell.
I forgot. But hold on.
I need a drink.
I fucking forgot. God damn it. I was trying
Welcome to your 40s, brother.
Welcome to your 40s. I just got reading glasses at the optometrist today. There we go.
Oh, my God. Getting four.
I got 14 years.
Did you really forget?
Yes, and it's a really good question.
Ah, son of a bitch.
See, I got 13 years.
Wait a minute till it goes from short-term memory to long-term memory, and you'll remember it, Tony. That's what I do.
Still want me to mark the tape?
Yeah, I understand where you're going.
You want me to mark the tape for this?
No, I don't know.
Not really. I don't know. At the rate he's going, we may go another hour and a half waiting for him to remember.
I think the Rumble was predictable up until a few weeks ago, you know?
Oh, here it is!
Here it is.
See that? I told you.
Yes. Okay. Good
Keep
job.
Talking so he forgets again.
Shut up before I forget. I hope you recall.
Kurt Angle, yes or no?
Forgot.
I feel like
it's true.
This is one of the best lead-ups to a Royal Rumble ever. This is the best lead-up to a Royal Rumble ever. Like, if you think about the opposite of what they've done, the opposite of what they've done is paint themselves into a corner. I don't know what the opposite of that is to explain it, but it's the exact opposite, where there are so many options and so many things, and it's they're so viable. It's just, I can't legitimately think back of a more and Royal Rumble for me personally where I didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, and there's so many outcomes that can make fans happy. If Cody wins, fans are going to love it. If Sammy wins, fans are going to fucking love it.
If The Rock comes back and wins, if Stone Cold comes back,
fans are going to fucking love it.
Awesome.
If Stone Cold or The Rock wins, fans are going to love it.
If Seth Rollins wins, oh my God, everybody.
So that means Austin Theory is going to win? Because fans hate that shit.
No, God, no, Dave, all right.
And there was the wet fart of the night.
Polite. To being soft now. We were hard.
We went from 11 to 6 real quick.
Bold of you think it's 6.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.